Hey, Lex Coach Mike here, LexCoachMike.com. This is a really, really cool drill. I can't wait to try it. Comes from Coach Matt Kerwick up at Cornell. He's got numerous Coach of the Year awards, was assistant on Team USA. Just a great guy and a really, really good friend, man. I admire this coach. He's up tempo. He tries new ideas in practice. And I think you're going to love this drill. Most coaches are running some kind of transition to get the pace going in practice. Here he toughens it up a little bit with a 4v4 drill that gets a little bit physical and can be physically challenging, too, just by the amount of reps. Anyway, check this out. Here's Coach Matt Kerwick describing this 4v4 work your tail off. Well, he didn't really say tail, but work your tail off drill in his own words.
You know, you were kind of doing that stuff in the pre-practice as opposed to the stick work drills after the guy stretched. And then the other thing that was unique that struck me, I wanted to ask you about, was a lot of guys come right out of that and do a, you know, some even guys even do 2v1, you know, or 3v2 or a low build-up drill to get the pace of practice energized and all that. You're one of the very few, maybe the only, although I'm 60, so my memory sucks, that I've talked to that was running a 5v4 off a ground ball, almost like a scramble out of the crease area. And you were doing that, if not every day, like 2 or 3 days a week. Is that still how you're opening up your practice, Coach?
Well, we still do that a lot. And, you know, Mike, we look at, you know, each team's unique, right, in some ways. So you want to kind of find what's the best kickoff for you each day. And we still do that quite a bit here. You know, one that I've been doing a lot lately, you know, because we had a slow start to the season without question and, you know, very young group offensively. And we just didn't feel like the compete level was where it needed to be. And we had a very tough opening schedule. We opened up with Penn State after a couple weeks of practice, and obviously they're having a great year, you know, number one right now. And you know, that's just the way it's worked out for them. They're a very good team, obviously, and Tambo's doing a great job with them. But, you know, we just felt like early, and then we played Albany, and, you know, then we played Virginia. So we're seeing some great offensive teams, and we just didn't feel like our offense, our top offensive group and our top defensive group were giving each other a good enough look, you know, so the games were quicker paced than practice. It can't be that way. You know, you want your practice to be harder than games. So we've actually been doing what I call, work your tail off drill. I won't give you all the verbiage there. It's a little bit different than that, but,
we're good, man. Work the tail off. You're already miles ahead of most coaches in naming drills. You understand?
Yeah.
That, you know what I mean?
It might be a little bit different, you know, than that, but that's kind of what the drill is in terms of what we do. And it's a 4-on-4 drill. So we've been doing, instead of the 5-on-4s a lot, we've been doing the 4-on-4. We're getting ready to go out there pretty soon, and we're gonna kick it off with that again. And it's 4-on-4, and there's a coach standing on the side with a bucket of balls. And then there's another coach standing on the other side, directly opposite from me, with a bucket of balls. And I'll blow a double whistle on my side. He'll have a single whistle on his side. And as soon as I blow the double whistle, all the offensive guys should be either cutting or breaking out, finding space. I'll throw a ball in. And the rule is, as soon as you get the ball, you have to go to the goal with reckless abandon. And you've got to go hard. And it's a very physical drill. It can get a little bit hairy. Honestly, but, and whatever happens, the ball goes in the cage, the ball goes on the ground, you know, shot goes wide, whatever it is, that single whistle comes from the far sideline. My assistant coach now has the ball. Everyone's got to turn, react, and then he's throwing the ball in. And it can be a feed to the crease. It can be a guy popping up top. It can be a guy popping to X. And as soon as you get the ball, you've got to go. And it's a very intense physical drill, a lot of bodies hitting the ground. It can get a little bit heated, and that's kind of what I've wanted to do with our slow start, and I think it's helped us. We played pretty well the last 4 or 5 games, and now we've got to find out ways to pull these fourth quarters out because we're putting ourselves in position to win these games. Now we have to win them, but I think that's been a drill that we've really liked, and it's a very intense 4-on-4 drill. And then you probably give each group, you know, 5 or 6, maybe 7 balls total. And then you get 4 new guys in there on O&D, and boom, you're going again. And it kind of sets the tone for the compete level that we need to have.
Oh, man. Coach, in order to make a legitimate pass into one of the players that's moving on the 4v4 off the double whistle, are you actually right by the restraining box there? I mean, you got to be
kind
of close
right,
to be able to throw them
right,
a good pass, right?
Yeah, exactly. I'm probably about, you know, 10, 12 yards out of the drill. That's it. So we're right there, and all, let's say I'm on the offensive side, all the offensive guys are standing behind me, and all the defensive guys are standing by, you know, my other coach across the way, and there'll be some chatter going on. So it's a great setting the tone type of drill, and I hadn't done it in a long time, and I learned it way back when I was coaching at Georgetown in the late 90s, early 2000s, and it was a drill that really, I think, carried a really good team in 99. We went to the Final Four. We had a great team, and I just remember the intensity level in that drill in particular. It kind of stood out, and I kind of went back to my old binders and looked through some stuff, and I said, you know what, we got to get this one going again.
So, no, you say, I went to last Coach Mike, and I got a plethora of new drills is what you want to say. But I'm going to let it go because I love you so much.
That's right.
All right, so tell me, man, we still got pre-practice, and then you stretch, and then you're coming right into that, or are you doing stick work and then going into that?
Hey, Coach, I hope you got all that. check out the article section, read the article on it. You can, in our search box, go back and just put Coach Kerwick's name in there, see some of the other drills we've gotten from him in the past. I just want to say thanks again. I'm so humbled by your support of my site. I mean, you guys are awesome. We'll keep trying to provide great content. Again, this is Lax Coach Mike, laxcoachmike.com.